Robbo, couldn't be happier because apparently you've got Alex Pasolo beside you. I wish I was down there with you to give him a pat on the back. Wonderful win for his footy club and a great finish by the little champ.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, it's not every day that we can stand with Nathan Buckley and listen to his post-game address and praise you blokes on the fight that after three-quarter time what happened, especially with two blokes down. Remarkable win for you blokes.
It was gutsy, very gutsy, and I suppose Buck's just at three-quarter time, so don't worry about the scoreboard. Let's just go out there and finish it off, and we'll see if we can chip away at it. And that's what we did, so we just didn't give up, and it was good.
Yo runs into almost an open goal for them and could have iced the game, but gave you a chance, and there was still belief. You could see it in the tackling, you see it in your eyes, and you fought to the tape.
Yeah, it's a credit to, without sounding too cliche, it's a credit to all the boys, it's a credit to Buck's, it's a credit to everyone, I suppose. You stick to the process and chip away, chip away, chip away, and then, you know, Billy kicks that goal to put us in front, gives us hope, and let's go from there, I suppose.
Faz, it's easy for us to say after you've won the game, but we probably felt you're the better team for most of the game.
Yeah.
And I thought the change in the game was your entries after half-time. They had 10 intercept marks in the first half. You probably bombed it in a little bit. I thought after half-time you seemed happy to kick it wide. If you took a mark, well and good. If not, you got a stoppage. You got way more opportunities in the second half with your entries inside 50.
I felt like we were on top. I felt like we were the better team for the first half. We were just butchering the ball, and that was killing us. So going inside 50, we were terrible. We were turning it over in defensive mid. And then the second half, we just addressed that, used the ball a bit better, showed a bit of poise, and got the chocolates.
As a forward, mate, you played mainly as a forward.
Yeah.
I mean, I see Reed. I saw him play against the Giants. I think he got injured in the second half against the Giants. But each time I've seen you play with him as a forward, you definitely look a better forward line. How do you feel as a forward down there with him there?
He's just a natural footballer, Reedy. So it's handy having somebody. I mean, I'm a big believer it's good to have forwards that want to kick goals and forwards that want the ball in their hands. And Reedy's one of those blokes. So I think if you got blokes you know, who know what they're doing, and Reedy does, it makes everyone else's life a bit easier.
Hey, Faz, you're two men down. You really need leaders to stand up around the ground. And I thought the performances of Adam Treloar and Taylor Adams, especially in that second half, were outstanding.
Yeah, they were huge. They were huge. Tay and Ads have been huge all year, and I suppose, you know, Pendles is out as well. I mean, they really had to step up, and they did, and that's what Tay and Ads done all year, and it's bloody good playing with them.
Hey, Faz, talk us through that goal. There was people speaking in my ear, so I don't know if anyone asked you yet, but 40 seconds to go, game on the line. Run us through it.
Oh, mate, I've taken that shot a million times. I was never going to miss, mate.
Hey, mate, do you mind me asking you about the period of time you had out of the footy this year?
Yeah, mate, what do you want to know? How long you got?
No, well, mate, it's how long have you got, really? And I know Swatter came in here that day and he said how proud he was of you to have the courage to say that you weren't handling a few things and you were having a few problems. Can you just sort of run us through it, mate? And congratulations is a strange word, but other blokes have come and done it on the back of what you did. So it's a really, really good thing that you did, I think, for everyone in the footy community, Faz.
Thanks, mate. If I'm really honest with myself, it's probably something I've been battling for years. And probably the last 12 months, it all kind of came to a head, and I probably had to put my hand up and go, hang on, something's not right here. And you know, now I'm dealing with it. It's something that I'm still learning a lot about myself, to be honest. And I'm getting better. I'm getting the treatment that I need, to think about where I was 6 months ago and the dark places that I got myself into, it, I almost feel silly. But, you know, it's just one of those things, and it's becoming more and more prevalent in the world today, as we're hearing. And I'm just, you know, it's a bit of a self-journey for me, mate, to be honest.
Well, you should be proud of yourself, Alex. And I must admit that, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you seem to be playing a freer game. Like, I made this comment when you announced it, but it's almost as if once it's out, people know you don't have to invest any more time trying to pretend. You can concentrate on your footy, but you can concentrate on doing the things you need to do personally.
You guys, you know, you see the 2.5-3 hours on the weekend, but and I'm playing some okay footy at the moment. But more than anything, it's the weeks, mate. It's the weeks that were really killing me, and I just know I'm a lot more level. I'm a lot more engaged with blokes around me. I mean, I was getting to the point where I couldn't hold conversations, mate. I couldn't look blokes in the eye. So I just know the weeks are getting a lot easier for me, and if that comes out on game day, even better. But mate, I'm progressing, I'm getting better.
And how did your teammates react to it when you put it on the table and said, you know, it's not an ankle or a knee that's slowing me down. It's another issue, but I just need to get fixed.
I reckon I took a lot of blokes by surprise. I mean, I could argue through about, you know, maybe 2, maybe 3 years, I walk into the club each day and put on this big front. And it was just becoming too much to suppress. So I think had a few blokes fooled. I think a few blokes close to me kind of knew something was going on. But, I'm bloody lucky to have some really good mates at the club, a supportive coaching staff, and, you know, Bucks has been a champ about it. So, yeah, I'm lucky, mate. I'm lucky I've got good people around me.
Hey, Alex, thanks for explaining it to us what's been going on in your life. But more importantly, mate, in a football sense, congratulations on the win today for you and your footy club and that that goal you said you're never going to miss it, mate. Good on you. Enjoy the win.
Thanks, guys. Good on you.
Great stuff, Alex.
Great to speak to Alex Fazzolo. Hey, yeah, fantastic.
His candor is admirable. Yeah. I think that interview, and I'm sure we'll cut it up and share it around with people, but I really admire what he's been able to do. And the fact is that I personally think his footy's improved because he doesn't have to waste time trying to pretend it. And he acknowledged that in that conversation.